This is called divisions of labor. And for me, this poem comes very much out of being a part-time women's studies teacher and trying to teach history and activism and theory all together. And some of the contradictions of trying to do that. Divisions of labor. The revolutions wheel, compromise, utter their statements. A new magazine appears, mastheaded with old names. An old magazine polishes up its act with deconstructions of the prose of Malcolm X. The women in the back rows of politics are still licking thread to slip into the needle's eye, trading bones for plastic, splitting pods for necklaces to sell to the cruise ships, producing immaculate First Communion dresses with flat iron and irresolute hot water, still fitting the microscopic golden wires into the silicon chips, still teaching, watching the children quenched in the crossfire alleys, the flash flood gullies, the kerosene flash fires, the women whose labor remakes the world each and every morning. I have seen a woman sitting between the stove and the stars, her fingers singed from snuffing out the candles of pure theory. Finger and thumb, both scorched. I have felt that sacred wax blister my hand.